Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail, 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 highest Ark angels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins He suffered and bled and died. Eternal salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus the crucified. Shout His praises, Jesus the Lord our sorrow. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Our blessed Redeemer, heavenly portals, run with Hosanna scream. Jesus, Savior, reign forever and ever. Crown Him, prominent priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Amen.
One song. Absolutely.
Well, I wasn't sure what to do tonight. I was listening to some dude on TV. I think it was on Fox News or something. Anyway, one of these Democrats. And a Republican had given this speech on guns and all, something like that. But anyway, it was a good speech, evidently. That went viral. And he was saying a lot of truth, but of course, some of the Democrats said that they were offended. They were offended. Everybody's offended nowadays. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
And so, but yet they would call in the Republicans Nazis and everything else. And so, you know, but then when he's talking about the first, or what is it, Second Amendment, and all about that, they're offended. You know, and I thought about how many things did Jesus say that offended people? I mean, he couldn't say anything without offending someone, but it was the truth that offended them. You know, and we're not to go out of our way to offend people. I think, you know, that's in the scriptures too, not to try to offend people just for the sake of offending people. But the truth does offend, and Christ is a rock of offense, isn't he? And the gospel's an offense. So, anyway, I thought about reading John chapter 6, verse 26. You know, John's gospel is a great gospel on the deity of Christ. You know, it begins with the deity of Christ, and I think, if I remember right, Matthew is the king. Maybe I might get the next two wrong. I can't remember. But Mark is what? Luke is a servant. Mark would be the man, right? Matthew is the king, Mark is the man, Luke is the servant, John is the eagle, or the deity of Christ. And so those four gospels, you know, point that out. So in all of the four gospels, the deity of Christ is spelled out probably more so than the others. Not that they're not in the other gospels, but I mean, the gospel of John really spells it out. In fact, in the beginning, you know, the word was with God, and all things were made. Well, I'll read that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So it even begins with the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. But anyway, verse 26, I thought I'd read this and then speak on the subject of who Christ is and how he is God manifest in the flesh. You know, and all those that, there's a lot of people that deny that too. But anyway, if we, as we read this, look and see. Well, I'll point it out as we go. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, sir." Chapter 6, verse 26 of John. Jesus answered them and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed." It's a lot said right there even. "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent." So really, believing is the work of God, if you ask me. You know, I think he's kind of hinting at that. Especially as you go along here, we'll see God's sovereign hand in all this. But they said therefore unto him, "What sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What doest thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Then Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven," not that he didn't give them bread, you know, manna from heaven. That's not what he's saying. But what he's pointing out here, he's the true bread from heaven, right? He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven." From heaven. From heaven. Underline from heaven, right? "For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world." Then said they unto him, "Lord, forevermore give us this bread." And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not." Now here we see God's sovereignty in it. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven." I came down from heaven. This man came from heaven, right? "I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing." And we know this verse because it's God's sovereign grace right here. "But should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me." He sent me. I came from heaven. He sent me down from heaven. Well, that's pretty good. That's a heck of a statement. Huh? "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." The Jews then murmured at him because he said, "I am the bread which came down from heaven." Come on, man, you got to be kidding me. You came down from heaven? And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? You know, I mean, aren't you that Jesus dude over here and Mary and Joe? You know, how you say you came down from heaven? Come on. Get real, you know. I'm just, yeah, I know him. He says he came down from heaven. You got to be kidding. Anyway, Jesus therefore answered and said, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore with that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Got to have ear and ears, though, huh? You heard and learned of the Father. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has seen the Father. No man has seen the Father, but I have. Okay? Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the truth, that true bread. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven. Man, how many times has he said that, huh? That a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. Man, he is hitting them, huh? If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Somebody sacrificed. Talking about his flesh at Calvary, right? The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And I don't think that's talking about communion either. Okay? Catholic Church says that, but anyway. For my flesh, I think it's faculty of faith. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father hath sent me, the living Father has sent me, he sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. These things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? I mean, I can't hear this. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured, he said unto them, doth this offend you? Doth this offend you? What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? Man. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believe not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore I said unto you, no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. That's something, huh? Truth separated them. Yeah. He had a small following. I don't know why we're going to have a greater following, but anyway, he had a small following. Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered unto him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words to eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil? He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12. That's Jesus Christ. It's something. Man, these people were downright offended by what he said. They couldn't handle it, and many people today can't handle it. They cannot. So I thought I would just talk about the deity of Christ for a little bit. You know, in the Islamic religion, I think Ron L. Hubbard, I had this down here in my notes. You know who he is. He founded Scientology. And so he said that he even thought that Jesus was a homosexual. That's how low he went, you know, and that he really didn't advance himself as far as he could have. Now that's what Ron L. Hubbard said about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, that's what he said about him. Okay. The Muslims say that Jesus, they say he is a prophet. Jesus is in their writings. I went and read it, you know, for myself. They say he's a prophet. But they say he's just a prophet. And he's not the Son of God, nor is he God at all in the flesh. He did miracles and all of that. They claim he did do miracles. But that he had no... But though he had no earthly father, he was not the Son of God and had no claims to divinity at all, is what the Muslims say. In fact, from the Quran it says, the people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of God aught but the truth. Christ Jesus, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of God. And his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and a spirit proceeding from him, so believe. In other words, believe all that. And God and his apostles say not Trinity, desist. It will be better for you, for God is one God. So in other words, they claim that the Trinity is heresy. And Jesus Christ is just an apostle. He's just a prophet. They think he's coming back again too. They probably believe more about him than some people that claim to be Christians. I don't know. Say he is God, the one and only. God the eternal, the absolute. He begetteth not, nor is he begotten. See what they're getting at? Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. God don't beget a God, and neither is God begotten. So, Jesus is not God. The Jehovah's Witnesses, or the modern day Arians, claim that Jesus was a God, but not the God. They say a God. In other words, over there in John chapter 1, where the word was God, in their Bible they say a God, a God, a God. And they put little g in their Bible. But if you go look at all the Greek there, that's total misrepresentation of what the Greek says. So anyway, they say that. And, you know, most of the religions of the world that are not claimed to be Christians view Jesus as a good man who did good things and did good deeds and showed men the way they should act and all that, right? And how they should behave themselves. He was a good leader in that sense. You know, he was a good moral man. And you ought to model yourself after him. But that's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes. And so anyway... Let me just say this, and I got several points here, and we've got 15 minutes, so we can go over some of it. Christ as the eternal Word. The Word was God, according to what we read in John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word. It didn't say in the beginning became the Word. It didn't say in the beginning the Word started, or something like that. In the beginning, before time began, was the Word. The Word was before time ever started. When the beginning started, the Word was already there. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I don't know how plainer you can get. Then down in verse 14 of that same chapter, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. So God was manifest in the flesh, right? And dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Okay? And of course, the begotten speaks of Him becoming a man and His mediatorial work, not His essential being as, you know, God from all eternity. 1 Timothy 3:16, I'm going to read some scriptures. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. God was received up into glory. I don't know how it's plain. Then we know that Jehovah, God, made the worlds. Do y'all all know that, I guess you probably all do, I've said it before, and when you see the word Lord in the Old Testament and it's all caps, you know what that means? When it's all caps. Sometimes you see Lord, uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D. But when you see L-O-R-D and all four letters are capitalized, that's the Hebrew word that's the tetragram or whatever. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right. It's a four Hebrew letters, and then when you pronounce it, they have to supply the vowels. Okay, it is Yahweh or Jehovah. So really, when you see Lord in the Bible, we're talking about Jehovah God, Lord Jehovah or Yahweh, whatever way you want to pronounce it. But anyway, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. In the day that the Lord, all capital letters, Jehovah God, made the earth and the heavens. So Jehovah made the earth and the heavens. But I thought Jesus made the earth and the heavens. He did. All things were made by him. John chapter 1 verse 3. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And yet Jehovah God made the heavens. That's what it says in Genesis. John 1:10. And he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Colossians 1:16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven. Look at that. In heaven. And that are in earth, visible and invisible. Right. Even the invisible things. Yep. Angels, I guess, which are invisible. Invisible. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. Right? In the beginning was the Word. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Wow, that's pretty good. Hebrews 1:3, we just read that the other day. Upholding all things by the word of his power. That's Jesus Christ. Amen. The Messiah. The one that became flesh. Who is our Savior? Well, did you know the Old Testament says that Jehovah is our Savior and there is no other Savior? Whoa. Isaiah 43:11. I am the Lord, L-O-R-D, all uppercase, Jehovah. And besides me, there is no Savior. There is no Savior but Jehovah. That's what he said. Wow. John 4:42. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of the saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jehovah is the only Savior, and Jesus is the only Savior, right? There is no Savior but Jesus Christ. And there is no Savior but Jehovah. You go figure it out. I don't know. Then the angels are commanded to worship him. The angels in heaven are commanded to worship him. Those in heaven. Hebrews 1:6, we just read this. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, let all the angels of God worship him. Worship him. Well, you know, I can remember, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself, but didn't in Revelation chapter 22, John fell down to worship an angel, and he said, no, worship God. Worship God. Don't worship me. I'm just a fellow servant. Stand up. Worship God. But yet all the angels worship him. Revelation 5:8. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Yeah. Having everyone harps and golden vials full of odor, which are the prayers of the saints. They fell down before the Lamb. Amen, huh?
Amen.
Revelation 5:13. I'm going to have to skip some of this because we'll run out of time.
You remember when Satan tempted Jesus? And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Him only. In other words, you're only to serve God Almighty. Right? You can't worship and serve a lesser God. Him only. He says,
him only. It didn't say him and a lesser god, him only. Worship God only, right? And serve him. Him only shalt thou serve. Him only shalt thou serve. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall, Colossians 3:24, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, and for ye serve the Lord Christ. We serve the Lord Christ, and Jesus said, God is the only one you're supposed to serve. Go figure, huh? Yeah. Romans 16:18. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, because we're supposed to serve the Lord Jesus. And Jesus said, serve God only. That's pretty good. Then Jesus is the mighty God. Back in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God. Speaking about Jesus, he's the mighty God. He's the great I Am. You know, I Am in Exodus chapter 3, verse 14, where God told Moses, I am that I am. But Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. He is the I Am. He's the I Am. Isaiah saw Jehovah in Isaiah 6:3 on his throne, which is quoted by John as being Jesus Christ. That's right. Look at, I don't have the whole quote down here, but if you turn to, we turn to Isaiah 6 first, maybe, and read that. I guess we got time. Isaiah, I should have had this marked. Sorry. I know what it says, but, and I know what John says too, if I remember right. In the year that the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord, that's lowercase, so sitting upon his throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts, all Jehovah of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. L-O-R-D, all capital letters, too. Of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims in heaven or whatever. Okay, now turn to, I head all the way down to verse 10. You can read to 10 all the way down. But anyway, look at John chapter 12, verse 37. Good old John. John chapter 12, verse 37. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah, the prophet, might be filled, which he spoke, Lord, who hath believed thy report, and to whom hath the alarm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe that Isaiah said again, He hath blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. When he saw his glory. Isaiah saw his glory in chapter 6. He saw his glory. And he said, Isaiah spoke of these things concerning Jesus Christ when he saw his glory. So he's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He's called Jehovah in the Old Testament, in the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of... Oh yeah, look at Isaiah 44:6. Thus saith the Lord, uppercase letters, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord, all uppercase, of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me there is no God. His Redeemer is called uppercase Lord. Jehovah's Redeemer, that he would send into the world his Son, which the verse says is Lord of hosts. Jehovah of hosts. It says it.
John the Baptist was to prepare the way for Jehovah. Listen to this. Isaiah 43, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, all uppercase. Make straight his in the desert a highway for our God. Matthew 3:3, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make path his straight. He prepared the way of Jesus Christ. He prepared the way of the Lord, Jehovah. Jehovah is our righteousness, but Christ is our righteousness. Jeremiah 23:6, in his days Judah shall be saved and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is the name whereby he shall be called the Lord our righteousness. Lord, all uppercase, our righteousness. Jehovah, that whole, I think it's the Hebrew, says Jehovah our righteousness. Jehovah is our righteousness, is what the literal translation of the Lord our righteousness is in that Jeremiah chapter 23 said. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Romans 10:4. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Christ Jesus is made unto us righteousness. He is our righteousness. But Jehovah is our righteousness, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. Philippians 1:11. Then who are we to put our trust in? Well, Jeremiah 17:5 says, thus saith the Lord Jehovah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord Jehovah. Jeremiah 17:7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, all uppercase, and whose hope the Lord, uppercase, is. But we're commanded to trust in Jesus, aren't we? Well, we got a big conflict here, don't we? If Jesus... No, we don't. No, no, we don't. But if Jesus is not God manifest in the flesh, this makes no sense. It just falls apart. I'm on 10 of 25. I ain't going to get there. Let me hit on a couple of things, other things. I'll go on quickly because it's already 8 o'clock. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. Right? That's interpreted in the New Testament, says that. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Right? He is. He's God with us. Every knee shall bow to Jehovah. I have not spoken in secret in dark place. This is Isaiah 45:19. In dark place of the earth, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. He goes down in verse 21 of that same chapter. Tell ye and bring them near. I'm getting hoarse. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord, uppercase Jehovah? And there is no God else besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth, Jehovah, in righteousness, and shall not return that unto me. Every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Every knee is going to bow to Jehovah. But yet we read, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, should bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth. Every knee is going to bow to Jesus. Amen. Jehovah Jesus. Yep. Amen. He's God. Absolutely. Thomas confessed him as my God and my Lord. My Lord and my God. Amen. And what did Jesus say? Oh no, you said it wrong. No, that's not what he said. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Believe what? My Lord and my God. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. And Jesus says, because you see me, you believe? He believed that he was... Amen. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We believe that he's Lord and God. I think so. The fullest of the Godhead dwells in him. He's called the great God and our Savior. Let me just go over some of these real quick. He's the Almighty. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, he says in Revelation. I mean, you know about Revelation, right? In Isaiah 44:6, he says, "Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last, and besides me there is no God." He says, no God, not a lesser God. There is no God. No other God. It's period. There is no other God. In Hebrews, he's without beginning, has without father, without mother, and no, having neither beginning of days. Having neither beginning of days nor end of life. He's eternal. He does not change. God does not change. Jesus doesn't change. Thou art the same today, forever and forever. You know, he doesn't change, right? Then, men should honor the Son as the same as they honor the Father. John 5:23, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. Well, that's a heck of a statement, huh? Yeah, that's a heck of a statement. Christ is omnipresent. Listen to this. Christ omnipresent, right? Let me quote one scripture. I don't. And no man hath ascended up to heaven. That's, I got several, but I'm just going to quote to it. But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Wait a second. He's sitting right here, and he's saying he's in heaven? Come on. I thought you were on earth. And you say you're in heaven? Yes, he is.
Amen.
Huh? He's omnipotent. He's all powerful, right? He's omniscient. Anyway, I'm going to just leave it. He's the Lord of Lords, right? He's the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Revelation 19:16. I'll leave it with this. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the Lord of all Lords.
Amen.
He's not the lesser Lord. He's not the little Lord. He is the Lord of all Lords. There is no Lord greater than this Lord.
Right.
He is the King of all Kings. There's no King above this King.
Right.
King Jesus. Lord Jesus. That's why we call him the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I'll tell you that Sunday. Okay. That's it. I ain't got no more.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, we got a heck of a Savior, huh?
Amen.
Unless it's just all nonsense. I don't think it is. Brother Keith, you want to lead us in a word of prayer?
Amen. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, you are Jehovah. You are God. You are deity. There is no other. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, is indeed, as Scripture says, Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And He is coming one day. And the Scriptures do say He is coming to judge. He is the judge of this world. And we're just so thankful that You would look upon a sinful people such as us, the great God of heaven, go to Calvary, lay down His life, pay our sins debt, redeem us, and one day we'll claim it for His own. He's coming again. We'll be changed and we'll be like Him. Because only He is worthy to be given honor and praise and glory. Thank You, Lord, for all Your blessings. It's in Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Man, you stole my devotion.
I did.
Yeah.
You going to have this on?
No, but I've got one for that.
Oh, you going to do that tonight?
No.
Oh.
You going to make a cancellation and return everybody?
Hey, yeah, we. Oh, I think it's going to rain Saturday. It's going to be forecast, so we're going to hold off.
When
is
it going to rain inside,
too? Yep. We're working outside.
That's good.
Well, I'll get the material.
I get
a little bit of praise.
said to him,